You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast.
The following sermon was preached on the 16th Sunday after Pentecost, October 6, 2019, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
Well, the vestry and the stewardship team have begun this new program year by declaring a season of gratitude. You know, I really like that. It's been wonderful for our community when we say out loud or on paper what it is that makes our lives rich. When we say out loud or on paper what we're really thankful for, our hearts become more thankful. Our souls become more thankful. You know, when you're feeling low, when you're feeling out of sorts, when you're feeling like you're not worth that much, or maybe you're not worth anything at all. And, you know, we all get that way from time to time. One way out of that dark hole is literally to count your blessings. One, two, three. Count your blessings. Over these last weeks, we've circulated a parish-wide survey, which so many of you took the time to respond to. And we've circulated I Am Grateful For cards with our worship sheets. The survey and the cards brought out such positive, hopeful, and yes, grateful responses. Responses like this. I am grateful for St. Thomas because it's a great place of love and forgiveness. It's my place to be closer to the Lord. It encourages me to get out of my own head and join a supportive community of love. I like that. I'm grateful to St. Thomas for making me feel welcome as a new member. I'm grateful to St. Thomas for being part of a peaceful, larger whole. I'm grateful for beautiful music. I'm grateful for Doug and the choir. I'm grateful for the way St. Thomas supports me on my faith journey, for Bible study, for a great staff, for my friends who are wonderful and supportive in this crazy time. I'm grateful for the living example of God in everyone I meet, for great hospitality. I'm grateful that I can question. It's beautiful. This is one of the best church families out there. I'm grateful for programs and ways to deepen my spiritual life. I'm grateful for the way the community has welcomed me and my family with open arms. I'm grateful for a community that reflects Christ's light. Now, I could go on and on. There's so many more I could share, but they all have a common thread running through them. St. Thomas is a place of warm and caring fellowship. Place of hospitality and welcome. A place where beauty in word, in music, in art and architecture, in human connection is made known. A place of spiritual nourishment and growth, a place of stability in an unstable world. Of course, there's more. As one of my friends on the staff said, when you ask for feedback, well, you know, you're going to get feedback. And in addition to hearing what's wonderful and what's working and what's to celebrate, we've also heard about places in our community where there's room for growth. Well, of course there is. This church, any church after all, is full of human beings. And this church, any church, is always going to be imperfect this side of the kingdom. So I'm sure grateful for the feedback that's pointed out, as they say, where there's room for growth. Places where we as a community can improve. Places where we can do better. And there's some common threads that are running through these observations too. There's a want for better communication. There's a want for more information. There's a want for more outreach opportunities, particularly those opportunities which draw us to work together. There's a want for more diverse worship experiences. Now, this is really important feedback, and believe me, it's been heard and appreciated. You know, I said this a few Sundays ago, but I'm going to say it again. My door is always open. I'm always eager to hear whatever you have on your mind. Now, I'll tell you something about me, though. My mind reading skills are really deficient. So if you got something on your mind and you haven't said it to me, well, I don't know it yet. So I encourage you to come in and sit with me and talk to me, and we'll hold whatever's on your mind together with love and compassion. You know, we'll work through it. But, you know, I don't know if you don't tell me. So come on in. Well, let's have a visit. And, you know, you've identified these areas where there's room for growth, areas that you where you believe there's improvement or change in order. Now, I'm going to ask you this. If you do that, if you think there's some areas for growth, ask yourself how you can be part of the transformation you'd like to see. How can you be part of what it takes to make whatever it is you want to happen, happen? There's a wonderful line that's attributed to Gandhi, and it goes, "Be the change you want to see." That's what I encourage you to do. Be the change. You be the change you want to see. It's that kind of engagement that makes for a healthy Christian community. And one last thing the survey tells us is what a diverse community this is. You know, we got lots of different outlooks and perspectives on how our community should engage in the world. We've got lots of different outlooks and perspectives on worship and music. We've got lots of different outlooks and perspectives about how to deploy our resources of time, talent, and finances. In other words, we live under a very big tent. And I'm really grateful for that. It's a great strength to have a diverse community where we can learn from each other and grow together. You know, too often what's happening these days is we're sorting ourselves up into tribes and we're living in echo chambers. You know, we're not learning from each other because we're not listening to each other. So thanks be to God, here in this big tent, we can listen to each other with love and compassion and respect. So let's do it. You know, don't censor yourself. You know, let's talk to each other. Because there are differences here. And thanks be to God for those differences. That we can hold together with integrity and respect. I mean, it's a challenge, that's for sure. But it invites us to live humbly and openly. And to share those outlooks and perspectives that are different from ours. And of course, that's just really countercultural these days, isn't it? But you know what? It's Jesus' way, that's for darn sure. You know, these responses are really telling us who we are at St. Thomas. And here's what underlies our identity at St. Thomas. We are whose we are, who we are, because of whose we are. We are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to say that clearly, straightforwardly, unabashedly, and unapologetically. We are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we are at St. Thomas because we know whose we are. We belong to Jesus. And whether we put it in exactly those terms or not, the truth of the matter is that we're all here. In different stages of our journeys, every one of us, because we want to belong to Jesus. You know, we don't need to tiptoe around that. I'm here because I want to belong to Jesus. And I'm going to be bold enough to say, that's why you're here too. Wrapping our minds and hearts around what that really means. And just as important, what the implications of that are for our lives is different for each one of us. None of us is exactly the same place on our spiritual journey. But you know, we're all here today and Sunday by Sunday and often during the week because we're looking for something larger than ourselves. We're looking for something that takes us out of our own small concerns. We're looking for meaning and purpose and connection and grounding in something that's bigger than ourselves. We're looking for Jesus. And when we look for Jesus with open minds and open hearts, we're going to find him. When we look for Jesus right here, we'll find him at St. Thomas. When we look for Jesus in our homes, we'll find him right there with us. When we look for Jesus in our workplaces or in our schools, we'll find him right there with us. Jesus is always there to be found as long as you're really looking. Now, the gratitude for Jesus' presence in our lives, the gratitude for our lives here at St. Thomas, calls us to live openly, and humbly, and generously. That's right. Gratitude gives birth to generosity. And today marks the beginning of our fall stewardship campaign, which is a part of our year-long celebration here at St. Thomas that we're calling A Season of Gratitude. This community of blessing and forgiveness and love and service and fellowship and friendship exists because of your generosity. Our community is called into being by Jesus the Christ, and it's sustained by the power of the Holy Spirit, which acts through your generous hearts. In a few moments, you're going to hear from Mike Allard, our junior warden and the chair of our stewardship team. Mike's going to tell you why he and Shirley give to the ministry done in Jesus' name here at St. Thomas. And Mike's going to tell you, and I know because Mike has told me this repeatedly over the years. I've had wonderful conversations about Mike's theology and spirituality of stewardship over many years. Mike's going to tell us that he gives because he has to, because God's telling him to do it. Mike's heart, Mike's soul, Mike's being calls him to give and give generously. Now, Zani and I are really with Mike and Shirley on that one. That's why we give. Zani and I give because we have to, not because I work here. Zani and I give because that's where our hearts are pulling us to, because giving to the ministry that Jesus calls us to makes us more of who we are. That's what we began to wake up to 40 years ago when we began our own stewardship journeys, long before I was called to ordain ministry. Zani and I started giving because it made us more of who Jesus was calling us to be. Giving and giving freely began to liberate us from the trap of consumerism and scarcity. You know, traps which bind so much of our secular culture. One of the great paradoxes of the spiritual journey is that when you give and give freely in service to Jesus and to Jesus' ministry, you're going to live more abundantly. You'll have more freedom, more grace, more love. Not less, more. That's why we'll once again, Zani and I will once again be increasing our pledge this year. We sure believe in this community. And we believe in the ministries each one of us are called to here. Zani and I are giving out of gratitude for this place. And we're giving to support the room for growth priorities that were identified and some other priorities too. For example, we want to bring on board a half-time associate for communications to address those communication needs, the more information needs that were identified. And we all want to see that. We're going to give more to support a growing and diverse music program, which will allow us to diversify our worship. We believe in that. We love the choir. We believe in the choir, and we want the choir to grow. But we've got to support that. You know, I'm telling you, money doesn't grow on trees, friends. Sometimes I wish it did. But right, so we've got to, we need to support these wonderful people who add so much to our worship. And we're giving more to support increased outreach opportunities that will more deeply connect us to the needs outside of our walls and connect us more deeply to each other. We're giving more to support our hardworking and dedicated staff. Did you know our St. Thomas staff hasn't had a cost of living allowance in 3 years? That's just not healthy. That's not right. That's not healthy. We're giving to support these very faithful folks who are serving Christ in our community for far less than any of them could be earning in the secular world. We're giving more because we're energized by the coming of this beautiful worship, new worship space. I hope after the service, Greg is going to be leading tours over here. I hope you'll go take advantage of that and see what's going on over there. I'm just going to tell you right now from my heart, it's breathtaking. It's just beautiful what's being accomplished over here. And you know, we've taken all the wood from the pews, and it's being repurposed. You just won't believe what Greg Murray's a magician. You're not going to believe what he's produced over here. Somebody yesterday, a longtime member of St. Thomas, came and did the tour, and she was looking at the wood paneling that's going up now, and all of this altar. This altar is all made of wood, repurposed from the pews. The altar platform, all the wood in this building comes from those old pews. And when I told her, she didn't know that. And when I told her that, she started to weep. She said, "Oh my God, the prayers that have been experienced in those pews, the prayers, the hands, the elbows on the back of the pew when they're kneeling, the hands on the pews, all those prayers, they're right here on the walls." It was beautiful. Yeah, there's a sermon. That'll preach. You know, there's a sermon right there. So go take a look. I think my heart's full when I go in there. It's pretty wonderful. Now, let me tell you what we're going to ask you to do here in just a few minutes at the end of the service. Your pledge packets are over here on these tables, and they're arranged in alphabetical order. If you would, please take a moment, pick up your packet. The members of the vestry, members of the stewardship team are here. They're here to answer questions and help you find your packet. They've also put out some really just wonderful treats for our coffee hour. There's also going to be a table in the back in the south lobby, where the members of the vestry and the finance committee are there to answer questions about the budget, to tell you how our money is being spent, how our money is being stewarded, what it's going to. Natalie is going to be at the welcome desk in the front of the in the south lobby to tell you how to automate your pledge. And I urge everybody to consider doing that. We've gone more and more to you all have more and more automated your pledges. It's made a huge difference to us in our cash flow. And you know, that's something that just keeps a lot of us up at night. And to know that it's regular now is so very helpful. So it's easy to do, set it and forget it. So take advantage of Natalie's help out there. And it may be when you go to pick up your pledge packet, if for some reason, and you know, once again, this is a human institution full of human beings, if for some reason you don't see your packet there, we have plenty of blank packets that we'll just, you know, ask one of the members of the stewardship team and they'll hand you one. So let me ask you this. As you consider your own pledge, what's it going to reflect? Will it be a reflection of gratitude for all the blessings of your life? Will it be a reflection of your gratitude for your faith, for hope, for love? Will it be a reflection of your gratitude for your life here at St. Thomas? Is your pledge going to reflect your gratitude for God's mercy and grace, as undeserved as that is for all of us? Your pledge reflects your investment in St. Thomas. Your pledge deepens your sense of participation and commitment and belonging. So make your pledge from a grateful heart. Make your pledge in the spirit of commitment. Make your pledge in the spirit of your want to walk in the way of love with Jesus right here at home. Make your pledge so that you might become more of who Jesus is calling you to be. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.